Mayor, why Antoine Thompson?
Antoine Thompson, because as a former city council member, former state senator, he's got great awareness of BETC, how it functions. He has worked closely with BETC in his former capacity as a city council member. The Department of Labor works very closely with BETC, and as a former state senator, he has an understanding and awareness of the Department of Labor and other state programming that goes through that agency. And I wanted someone that would be a relentless advocate for the employment searches of city residents. There are a lot of people who are hurting, a lot of people who are unemployed and underemployed, and I wanted someone that would relentlessly, around the clock, be able to get information on employment opportunities to city residents and match the literally thousands of job opportunities that are coming online in the city of Buffalo with city residents who are qualified and looking for employment.
Are you at all worried that some will see this as political patronage?
Not worried at all, because former Senator Thompson has been out of office for over 2 years now. If this was simply political patronage, I would have hired him for a position 18 months ago. Didn't do that. This is based on wanting results for job seekers in the city of Buffalo. This is based on a redesign of this agency to make it more aggressive in getting out to the community and providing the community with information about employment opportunities and employment training opportunities. And I think Antoine Thompson, who is someone with great writing skills, great research skills, who has strong contacts in Albany, who understands community outreach, who has worked throughout various communities in the city, is someone that has a unique ability to bring the various skill sets that we're looking for to make our redesign to be more aggressive in outreach to the residents of the city of Buffalo.
And Mayor, what will he be paid for that position?
The pay is $79 and change for this position.
And are you, again, concerned that citizens will see that as a high price to have someone who is helping job seekers find employment in this region and in the city?
No, this is a standard position. It's been in the city charter. It was in the city charter before I was initially elected as mayor in 2006. The salary hasn't been changed. It hasn't been altered. It hasn't gone up. This salary has been in the city budget for a very long time. This position has been in the city budget for a very long time prior to me. What I am concerned about is results, and we are going to be tracking the results from this position and from this redesign very closely and very carefully, because our focus is jobs. Our focus is helping people who are looking for employment and who need training to have the opportunity to get the employment opportunities that they're looking for and the training opportunities that they need to be employed in this community, particularly with thousands of new employment opportunities between the medical campus, the waterfront, downtown, and other areas of the city of Buffalo coming online, making sure that city residents are front and center in being able to take advantage of these employment opportunities that are coming, regardless of where they live, in every single section of the city.
So it sounds like you will hold him accountable for those results. What mechanism will you use to weigh those results and test those results?
We will be asking for reports and updates, just like the former director used to come before the City Stat Accountability Panel and report out their results and their activity. We're going to be doing the same thing with the new director. We are going to be very closely tracking results. Not only am I going to be holding the new director accountable, but every staff member at the agency accountable, as well as holding my administration accountable with our new focus in terms of the redesign of this position to be more aggressive in assisting people with their employment searches.
Mayor Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Eileen.